Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
This is not rehearsed. I'm just some person that listened to the commercial and said, you know what? Fruits and vegetables, how can I go wrong? At one point, I was going to stop taking it. And then I got a message saying that even if you stop taking it, you still have your coat for 2 months. And that's when I really realized you people aren't looking for money. You really care about the human being and helping people. So to me, that is the most important thing.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
So I wanted to share my husband's success with Red River Health and Wellness. My husband was experiencing unexplained weight gain, fatigue, his hair was thinning. He was kind of a huge pain to be around. We didn't know what was going wrong. Red River literally changed our lives. They worked with our primary physician, diagnosed him with Hashimoto's disease, and structured a dietary plan that he still follows today. Everyone's happy now. I have my husband back, and he's better than ever.
Call today for a free consultation, 855-55-RIVER, redriverhealthandwellness.com, chiropractic physicians.
Is this the year you're going to retire? It's so exciting until you figure out that Medicare only covers so much. WMI Mutual Insurance Company has the perfect, simple, and affordable standardized Medicare supplement policy for you. WMI offers quality health insurance with personalized customer service and commission-free rates. Visit WMIMedigap.com or call 435-313-1787 today. This is a solicitation of insurance.
Have you been struggling with erectile dysfunction? Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. There is now a breakthrough and long-lasting fix for erectile dysfunction that does not require medication, injections, or surgery. You heard that right. No more pills. This new treatment is called acoustic wave therapy. It utilizes an FDA-cleared device that is clinically proven to increase blood flow, exactly what you need more of if you have ED. With just a few short treatments in our clinic, you can eliminate erectile dysfunction completely. Call in the next 3 minutes and we'll give you the initial doctor's exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound totally free. That's a $300 value. Call now, 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. If you have erectile dysfunction and you're sick of the pills, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for that free assessment. 435-922-7000.
Thanks for listening to The Kate Daly Show. All opinions expressed by the program participants on The Kate Daly Show are solely their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of St. George News Radio, KZNU, Canyon Media, or their respective parent companies or advertisers. If you'd like to comment directly, talk lines are open at 888-673-1450. That's 888-673-1450. Or you may email directly at kate@canyonmedia.net.
Hey, it's Casey at Garage Doors Only. Thank you for voting us the best garage door company in Southern Utah. We enjoy serving you and appreciate your vote of confidence. At Garage Doors Only, we do one thing, garage doors. We'll make sure your garage doors are in the best possible working order. We'll take the time to show you options, accessories, and the latest trends in the industry. Let us help you select the perfect door for your style and budget. Call us at 435-868-1200 or come see us at our showroom at 689 North Bluff. And again, thank you for voting us number one.
Just imagine an all-inclusive resort experience in sunny St. George, an 18-hole championship golf course, tennis courts, restaurant, swimming pool, and drinks served to you as you're lounging at the pool. Sound like a dream? It's reality at the brand new nightly rental Bloomington Villas at Bloomington Country Club. These new villas are now selling starting at $399.99. For more info, visit bloomingtonvillas.com.
Don't miss Financial Strategies, Saturday at noon on St. George News Radio, 1450 AM and 93.1 FM. Financial Strategies, hosted by Trevor Carlson, will introduce you to the products and professionals that will provide you with the best strategies and tools to live more abundantly. Tune in every Saturday at noon to Financial Strategies, right here on St. George News Radio, 1450 AM and 93.1 FM. Financial Strategies is brought to you by Heritage Reverse Mortgage, an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1497455.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true, and it's only natural.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CANYON.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
When I die and I lay me to rest, gonna go to the place that's the best. When I lay me down to die, going up to the spirit in the sky. Going up to the spirit in the sky. That's where I'm gonna go.
Hi there, welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. 888-673-1450 is the call-in number. 888-673-1450. You are welcome to give us a call. You go to katedalyradio.com. We're on all kinds of outlets, iTunes, you name it. And welcome to all of our listeners all over the globe, too. Appreciate you. Appreciate you listening and all your messages. I love them. And I've got Uncle Milty with me. Last leg of the show. Oh, my gosh. So much is swirling in the brain, can I just say? There was an kind of a fascinating article about the gene-edited babies turning 1 year old, also the billionaire tax. There's a couple of things we could cover. We just covered Turkey, so if you didn't hear that, then what's going on in Syria and Turkey, you'll be able to get it on podcast after the show. And you were just talking about a case.
Yeah.
That's really, it's, wow.
It's a weird one, but back in April, back in April, there was a trailer fire in Goodfield, Illinois, just near Peoria, and five people were killed. Two adults and three children were killed.
Oh, sad.
Well, they've arrested and charged a 9-year-old boy with murder.
Wow.
For starting that fire.
Wow. You know, we talk about this a lot on the show about kids being treated like adults. So was there a lot of evidence to say that he planned this, that this was so intentional?
The only thing it really says is that they decided to charge the boy after reading through various authoritative reports about the fire. So apparently there was something about the way the fire was started that I mean, it wasn't an accident.
Mm-hmm.
They know it was intentionally set in a way that was designed to kill these people inside.
Right.
It doesn't say there was any connection between him and the family. No, they all died of smoke inhalation.
Wow.
And they didn't burn. They died of smoke inhalation. But there's nothing in there yet about what maybe a motive was, what, you know.
So I wonder if these were his family members.
No, they didn't say that.
Huh, interesting. Because, you know, handing a kid an adult charge, that's a pretty big deal. So I'm just wondering if that's...
Well, I don't know that it's an adult charge, but the outcome, because of the child's age, the only thing that can happen is the child will get probation.
Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, you're live. Well, all righty then. 888-673-1450. People get shy. 888-673-1450.
So it'll be a bench trial, they're saying. No jury.
Should a 9-year-old be charged with murder?
Dang,
I don't know.
I'll
a 9-year-old's mind is so hard because, I mean, yeah, it could be intentional, but maybe they're not thinking total outcome. I don't know.
There has to be some really compelling evidence that the child knew they were killing someone and why they were killing them. And I mean, it would have to be really compelling.
Yeah.
Otherwise, get the kid some psychological help.
Right. Yeah. I mean, can a 9-year-old be a psychopath in the making?
Yes.
I guess. Yeah, sure.
Yes. But
I mean, that's pretty few and far between, but yeah.
Do you know, when I was a little boy, I was fascinated by fire. I started a fire.
Oh, that's right. You've told this. Yes, you did.
I started my mother's bed on fire.
I mean, what was going on in your mind?
I just was fascinated by fire. Mm-hmm. And when I did it, I got a hold of her lighter, her cigarette lighter.
Mm-hmm.
She was asleep in the bed. And I just wanted to see how the flame would make a little brown mark on the sheet, you know?
Boy.
And it just took
off.
It
just went right up.
Yeah, and I ran out of the room, and I just climbed back into my bed. I was only 5 or 6 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
But then there was another time in my life that I started a little fire. Mm-hmm. I was always fascinated by it. It went away. I mean, it cleared up.
So could this be a case of that, I guess, is
could
the big
be.
Question. Yeah.
They're not really being real open about
right.
it.
Right. 888-673-1450. Hi, caller. Go right ahead. Caller, go right
Hello.
Ahead. Hi there.
You all right?
Go right ahead. You're
hey.
Live. Yeah.
I'd love to get a hold of this article.
Okay.
Because from what I'm understanding from what Uncle Mildy was reading, they think that 9-year-old some kind of criminal set this all up.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. So, yeah. It would be interesting to know. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. It came out on Fox News Channel, that story. So.
Right. You know, I just, we seem to be doing it more and more in society, and that's why I have a question about it, is how often are we putting adult terms, labels, charges, everything adult onto a kid? As I still think, like you were fascinated with fire. It wasn't because you were trying to do somebody harm.
No.
And not that I want to excuse if a kid is a psychopath, killing a bunch of animals, doing a bunch of stuff. Well, I don't know in this case. But yeah, I can see how a kid could be that way. So I'm not discounting that. It's just that we seem to be doing this a lot more lately. And that's my concern.
And not just in criminal areas.
Mm-hmm.
We're letting them make decisions at very young ages about having abortions, sex change operations, all kinds of things that are not meant for children to decide.
Yes. And like I said yesterday, but we still walk them across the street.
Yeah.
They can't get across the street, but they could decide their sex. You know, they can decide that kind of thing. I think we need to be really careful as a nation that we are making sure that we understand we're still dealing with kids, too.
Yeah.
That are exposed to a lot, quite frankly. They are. And we have to take that into consideration, too. But that doesn't mean heap on huge charges. That's kind of like when somebody gets arrested now and you heap on a hate crime and then you heap on the oh, yeah, he hated crime. And then the he really hated crime. And then you've got all these charges for what? I mean, we're getting to the point where it's like making people happy that somebody's charged to the hilt with a bunch of stuff. And we don't think about the repercussion of that on Joe the citizen. I'm not sure that it's fair. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
All I wanted was another cookie.
See? It could be that. I mean, and it's so unfortunate and sad that somebody passed away. And I think that's really sad. And I can imagine wanting justice for that. Not sure you're going to find justice in the 9-year-old kid. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I just want to make a point out. I mean, I'm not a doctor or a psychologist or anything, but they have proven that our minds do not become what they call an adult mind.
Mm-hmm.
Until sometimes to the age of 22, 23 years of age.
That's right.
Yeah, and in some cases, 30. I've met them. Trust me. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, And so there's got to be an understanding. And I know that obviously people pass away and they died.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got to take into consideration that this child's mind is not even anywhere close to possibly rational thinking some cases.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I mean, just listen to Uncle Milty. He was just fascinated with fire. You know, it wasn't because he wanted to hurt somebody. So I think you're right on that. I do. I appreciate that point. Thanks for that call.
Yeah.
It's a great point because the child's mind is still the child's mind, no matter how we want to think of it as an adult. It's still not.
Well, and as you're investigating this, you're looking at it from an adult perspective. So you're going to be projecting on that child something that he maybe isn't even capable of thinking.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. All this intent. To get a murder charge, you would have had to have gone to intent pretty heavily, that you'd have to prove that this 9-year-old was aware of the intent.
There is lots of evidence that very young children can already be psychopaths.
That's what I was saying. Yeah.
There is evidence.
Yeah, it's
of that.
Just rare. That is
it
so
is
that
extremely
is so rare.
Rare.
You saw the movies.
No.
You saw the movies of the deviant little child. I get it. I have too. Trust me. We know it's out there. But in this case, what's sad is that, like you said, they might have been going about this within a very adult mindset, trying to pinpoint some sort of huge intent where maybe the person got mad at him and he wanted to do this to show the person, you know, oh, yeah, but didn't realize it would go that far. I mean, you'd have to see that, too. There'd be a lot of it would be a hard rush to judgment in this case for how many counts of murder?
Five
counts of murder for
but
this
here's,
kid?
But here's what the district attorney said.
Mm-hmm.
He said it was a very heavy decision. It's a tragedy. But at the end of the day, charging a very young person with one of the most serious crimes we have, he said, I just think it needs to be done at this point for finality. What does that mean?
What does
for
that
finality?
Mean?
Like everybody can say, okay, we got the killer.
I mean.
What? I don't get that for finality. That makes no sense at all to me.
Yeah, you're right on that. That really doesn't, does it? Yeah. So I just wanted to bring that up with Uncle Milty because I did think that was kind of a strange one. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
So I want to pick your brain a bit. What do you think about the kid over at Pineview that decided to put a bomb in the school?
Yeah, that's a local high school.
Did he have been charged a lot more?
Yeah.
Even though he's still a child?
Yep, that's a local high school. I think it depends on every situation, but I don't think we should always be rushing to adult charges because sometimes you have a kid that could be very immature. You could have a kid that has a lot of social problems. We don't know. That's why everything should be taken into account, no matter, because sometimes what happens wasn't the intent. But sometimes it is. And I think that's why getting to understand case by case, I see a rush to judgment lately on charging kids to prove a point. And I don't like that. I don't like to prove a point in charging kids with adult charges, like 12-year-olds or 14-year-olds that think it's funny to say, you know, about a mass shooting. Sometimes they really are just kidding. And so do we go to the lengths of charging them with adult charges that will follow them forever because we want to prove a point that they can't say that's the kind of stuff that gets me.
No, because at the same time, how many adults say, hey, you're gonna stop that or I'm gonna kill you?
We don't mean it. Yeah, thank you for that. Really appreciate it. Appreciate that. There's a lot of cases going on throughout the country right now why cops are trying to, you know, assert all these charges on kids because they just don't want them saying things that they don't want them to say. I don't think that's really fair.
No.
They don't deserve the charge. I mean, if they know they're kidding, then back off and say, well, that's not something to joke about in this day and age. So, you know, end of discussion.
Yeah.
Let's not ring you through the whole legal process. I mean, and when I see a kid charged, a 9-year-old charged with 5 counts of murder, my gosh, that's a pretty heavy laden charge right there. That's huge.
I believe that when you see these things like charging a young kid with terrorism because he made some comment about shooting a school up and didn't mean it.
And trying to be funny.
I think they're trying to send more of a message to us than the kid.
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe you're right. Yeah. And And we'll curtail the speech that we're uncomfortable with, too. And mm-hmm. even though you had no intent, there weren't any plans, it doesn't, you know, you were just kidding, obviously, but we're going to stick it to you.
Yeah, because that's we don't okay. like thought crime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not okay. I don't think that's okay. I think that we need to treat it like a case by case and also like a kid and stop making all these broad brushstrokes of, if you say the word shooting, kind of like in an airport, my gosh. They're so insane, you know, about a certain word that you can't. I mean, my gosh, you could say that in the context of a sentence and they could throw the book at you for saying something like that or yeah. cause you not to fly.
But this fire was like 5 months ago. Mm-hmm. So they've absolutely done some investigation.
Right. But like you said, are they projecting sort of an adult crime on a
maybe,
kid?
Maybe. Maybe. We don't know.
I mean, I don't know how many 9-year-olds could really, you know, think out something like that. And it's so tragic and it's so awful. Five people perished, you know, with several children in the mix.
And I don't see a connection because the three children mm-hmm. that died in the fire mm-hmm. were two age two and one age one.
Mm-hmm.
And then an older woman, 69 years old, and a young man, 34.
And they didn't leave. They didn't run out. They didn't. That's interesting. Well, as you know, it's been 5 months, but hopefully more details would come out on something like that. I'm noticing a trend. That's all I'm talking about is a trend in the direction of this, of charging adult charges.
The article doesn't say this, but it does say that a woman named Katrina Allwood, 27, survived with her juvenile son. They don't connect it. I think that might be the son, and her and Allwood and the young man that died in the fire were engaged to be married. So maybe the kid didn't want him getting married.
Yeah, but not realizing it would result in that. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Every case has to be, yeah. Well, be faithful, be fearless. See you back here tomorrow. I have relationship expert Allison Armstrong. She's a treat. You're going to love her in the last hour. Also, Melissa joins me tomorrow. It's going to be a great show. So
be there.
Be there or be square. And be right back. Or sorry, not be right back. We'll see you tomorrow. That's what I wanted to say. We'll see you tomorrow. Everybody have a good one. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.